Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back, Dusty and Bob. It's Jay Binkley and JT Noah for the next couple of days.
Wait. You said Dusty and Bob.
Bob and Dusty.
Yeah, we love. I call it Fesco and Dusty, but I like.
Either way.
That's okay. Sunday, when I was at the game, Alex Gold was there. And I go, hey, Alex, what are you guys going to talk on Alex and Gold? And he goes, well, it's not going to be just me talking.
It's actually Fesco and Dusty. I get it. But I mean, they're both just
you
dudes,
did better than
man.
I did. I thought you said Bob and Fesco. And so it was actually Bob and Dusty.
Yeah. Fesco and Dusty, however you want to call it.
The two goons.
Great guys. Love going on with them every Wednesday at 6:45. Won't be doing it this tomorrow because it'll be a live rendition. The text line likes to be calling him Little Joshy Allen, who's got 7 wins. You know Josh Allen? You know Mahomes, his whole career, he's only got 4 games. You know, their careers are very similar, like in starts. They're right with each other, even though, because Josh turns 30 years old this year, right? Joshy turns 30. And he and Mahomes essentially have the same starts because Mahomes was redshirted his first year, and Allen was drafted in 18. So he caught up to him as far as their numbers, and Mahomes blows them away in a ton of stats except for the rushing numbers. But he has 4 games in the regular season. He's lost by more than 1 score. The Bills have it twice this year. Joshy's lost to the Texans by more than 1 score, and he's lost to the Dolphins by more than 1 score. So everybody's All-American, little Joshy Allen. Yeah, they cry all the time. They get the rules changed. Oh, we didn't get a chance to get the ball in overtime. They change it. The Eagles actually proposed it, not the Kansas City Chiefs, so they have the overtime rules in regular season. Instead of just in the postseason, Chiefs had nothing to do with it. They tried to pose it a couple years ago. Nobody wanted to do it because it was Kansas City Chiefs. So they don't answer the call for the draft, which, by the way, they're drafting 15th right now. That's where the draft slot is for the 15th. Also, the waiver wire order. It's much better for the Chiefs. They were at the end, but they go the first 3 weeks of the season. They use the inverted draft order from the previous draft. And then after week 3, they reset it each and every week. And the Chiefs sit at 15th on the waiver wire order, which is important. Because the teams ahead of them aren't going to be adding players. The Chiefs feasibly could, like Calais Campbell, something like that, that becomes available towards the end, like a Terrell Suggs.
Was Damian Pierce a waiver wire, or was he a
not? He cleared
free
waivers.
Agent.
Okay. He got to choose which direction he's going. But yes, little Joshy, the Bills, congratulations to them.
Yeah, also, they can't run a tush push like Philadelphia can.
No, they can't. And they're very predictable what they do. There's a tell.
Yeah.
It's a tell on the way Josh Allen runs on fourth down. Yep. I remember the old tells that the Buffalo Bills and Harrison was bragging about, knowing about Xavier Worthy. Guess what? They have a tell on how they run the fourth down snap, the quarterback tush push, because Josh Allen always went to the same side. The Chiefs picked up on it, and they stopped them in the playoffs. That was a tell.
Mm-hmm.
That was a flat-out tell that the Bills had. The Chiefs didn't let them know. The Chiefs didn't let them know, and they went out and did it. There's a difference between knowing something and not saying something, or knowing something and saying something, like the Buffalo Bills.
Big difference.
Good teams don't tell you. They just do.
Yep.
Also, they don't think. They just do.
Also, I thought it was kind of funny. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Ravens, they run a tush push, but they don't use Lamar. They use Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews.
And I was watching a game a couple weeks back when they did it, and the announcer goes, yeah, they're the only team I know that runs a tight end with the quarterback sneak. I'm like, do you not remember Blake Bell doing it for the Chiefs?
And even Kelsey's done it, and Belldozer did it.
Yeah, but they actually did a different concept on it a couple weeks ago where Mark Andrews rolled out and ran with it for a touchdown. So
yeah, but people just see what they want to see, right? JT, they don't watch the whole game. They just go away what's on social media, and that's how they form their opinions. And everybody's got an opinion that covers football, but they're a bunch of Johnny come lately. He's never played the game. They just like to analyze the game. They just look at what's on social media, and that's what they go with instead of actually watching the game. This is what they do. And yeah, the Chiefs had nothing to do with the overtime proposal. That was the Eagles, and the Packers went in the tush push. And then the day of the vote, they put in different language. You see this? Because it didn't pass, and it barely didn't pass, but they put a new language where you couldn't push and pull the player, right? Teams have been able to do this since 2005. Do you realize there was a 20-year span that teams didn't do the tush push, even though they legally could? You still can't pull a player, but what they want to do is, what the proposal was is this, JT, you can't push the player anywhere on the field. The Chiefs do that. They don't do the tush push, but all teams do it, including the Chiefs, where if you know, Kareem Hunt's like a yard short or something, they come behind him. Trey Smith, or Creed Humphrey, they come behind him, and Kelsey, and they push him. They push him forward. That would be outlawed under new rule. And that's a shame because the Chiefs actually utilize that, and so do other teams in the NFL. So they'd have to stop that, and then you'd have to come down and replay. All right, was he blocking the man, or was he pushing the ball carrier? Did he have one hand on the lineman and one hand on the ball carrier? It's going to come down and be more confusing than what a catch is. Seriously, if this passes, it'll be more confusing than what a catch is.
Well, I've seen a lot more people pulling this year than I have in years past. Which, and
you can't. That's illegal.
You're not supposed to, but I haven't seen it called yet. But that Thursday night game, the Patriots were just in against the Jets. There was an offensive lineman pulling the guy across, and the announcer's like, Kirk was like, I don't know if they're supposed to be doing that. And they were like, well, Al goes, well, if they're not going to call it, I guess they can.
Well, the bottom line is you could have tush push for 20 years. It was just sitting there. No team utilized it. They just did the quarterback sneak or whatever. They didn't do the tush push. But other teams do push ball carriers down the field, including the Kansas City Chiefs. So I am curious if they really want this rule changed or not. That almost changed last year because it was new language by the Packers that was put in the day of the vote. It was just strictly to the tush push, and then it included other language involving pushing players downfield. So very interesting how that's going to be officiated, because the officiating sucks, as we know. Well, something I've said, JT, is this is going to break all records, the Chiefs and Cowboys on Thanksgiving, because Cowboys fans have a false sense of being a good team now and a team that can challenge for the playoffs after coming back 21 points on the Eagles, right? They were all going to watch the game anyway. Cowboys fans are great at watching games. The ratings are very good for the Cowboys. People watch them. The Chiefs are America's team, not the Cowboys. People watch the Chiefs. And the highest-rated Thanksgiving game ever, the highest-rated NFL game ever, is 2022 Thanksgiving game between the Cowboys and the Giants, 42.1 million. Number two, 1990, Monday Night Football, Giants versus the 49ers, 41.5 million viewers. Next up, number three, 2023 Thanksgiving game, Cowboys once again versus Washington, 41.4 million viewers. 2023 season openers, number four, Chiefs and Lions. That's number four on the list for highest rated games ever in the regular season. And then number five is Kansas City Chiefs once again, Eagles versus Chiefs, week two, 33.8 million viewers. The NFL put these stats out before the Broncos game, JT. 55 of the top 60 watch programs in the United States, regardless of genre, regardless of what's being shown, 55 of 60 were NFL games. That shows you the attentions on the NFL. Get this. Number one, two, three, and five involve the Kansas City Chiefs. It's insane. One, two, three, and five are Chiefs games. And this stat was put out before that Broncos game. But Broncos fans are bragging. There's 29 billion people watching the Broncos beat the Chiefs. They weren't watching the Broncos. They were watching the Chiefs. And that game slides right up there because that had 29 million viewers. So that slides right up there. So the Chiefs are 1, 2, 3, and 5 as far as most watched games in the NFL this year. Again, 55 of the top 60 games are NFL games. But the Chiefs Thanksgiving game, with all the Chiefs fans watching, standalone game, middle of the afternoon, Thanksgiving, Dallas fans are going to be watching, and everybody's going to watch the Chiefs lose because that's what they like to do outside of Kansas City. But they're going to be watching. They're going to be in their turkey, and they're going to be watching. And this is going to be the highest-rated game ever. It's going to beat that 2022 Thanksgiving Day game between the Cowboys and the Giants. The Cowboys and the Chiefs are going to shatter that record. Been saying it for a long time. So when that happens, the Chiefs will be number one, number two, number three, number four, and number six in NFL ratings. Think about that. One, two, three, four, and six are going to be Kansas City Chiefs games, meaning they are what gives these guys that criticize the Chiefs and calls, it's their bread and butter. It's the Kansas City Chiefs they watch. Their job security, having Kansas City Chiefs games on. Not only that, as I brought up before, they were the first ever game on YouTube against the Chargers in Brazil this year. They were the first ever Netflix game when they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Christmas Day. The number one, the first Amazon game when Amazon Prime took over a Thursday night game, the very first game on that. They were the first playoff game on Peacock. They had a regular season game between the Bills and the Chargers, but the first playoff game on Peacock was the Chiefs. And so all these streaming services between Netflix, YouTube, Peacock, Amazon Prime, one common denominator. They have Chiefs games. They're getting Chiefs games because they want them. Because they say, we want Chiefs ratings, so they want them. Whether win or lose, and typically Chiefs games go down to the end of the wire, they want the Kansas City Chiefs. They can say what they want, and people say, oh, I'm tired of the Kansas City Chiefs. No, you're not. No, you're not tired of them because you can't have number one, two, three, four, and six highest rated games in America as Kansas City Chiefs games, and where the NFL is banking on YouTube and Netflix and Amazon Prime and Peacock. And the common denominator is it's all been the Chiefs as the first one. And let's not forget, back in 2006, the Chiefs were the very first Thanksgiving nighttime game against the Broncos where they won 19-10. Lamar Hunt had always wanted a Thanksgiving game in Kansas City. That's been a staple of night games now, the night game NFL. Chiefs, the very first one on Thanksgiving night. The bottom line here, JT, is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 after this game. That shows this appetite for the Chiefs.
You think they're going to do it? You think
I think they're going to break the record. I mean, it was 42.1, and then was Cowboys and Giants. Don't you think the Cowboys and Chiefs are going to break that record? Because Cowboys fans are everywhere, not just in Dallas, they're all over the country. Chiefs fans now, Chiefs Kingdom is all over the country. They're going to be watching, and people want to watch the Chiefs lose. There are those that want to watch them win, but there's a ton of people that want to watch the Chiefs lose. But you know what? NFL networks don't care because they watch. They don't care what they watch it with. They don't care watching for to win or not, but they watch. They'll break the record this week.
I totally agree with the latest text from the 816. Both things can be true. People can watch them, but also be tired of them as well.
They can be tired of them, but the bottom line is you're watching them. So in primetime, did you enjoy the Bucks and Rams game? Did you enjoy the 49ers and the Panthers stumbling on football?
I enjoyed the Bucks and Rams game. I did.
But the game sucked. It did. JT, that game is a blowout.
Okay. But I would say this. What game hasn't been a blowout in primetime?
Unless the Chiefs are in it. They all are.
I don't know, man. This isn't even a primetime game. It's a holiday game.
I know.
At 3:30.
But it's still primetime, yeah. Basically. But the bottom line is the Chiefs, JT, carry the games till the end. You know what I'm saying? They don't put teams away.
Well, so that's a problem for my heart. Dream. That's my problem for my heart, okay?
It's a cardiac unit. All right, but
I'm just glad my heart doctor doesn't need an example on a Sunday. Good Lord.
I don't know, but if you're sitting there and you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you look at the NFL and say, you know what? You're finding our players. You're doing this. But, you know, people are saying the NFL is rigged towards the Chiefs. Well, you know what? The Chiefs are making the NFL a ton of money. Hand over fist, the Chiefs are making the NFL money. When they can look at it and say 55 of the top 60 games in America, regardless of what they're watching, are NFL games. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 are Kansas City Chiefs games. Yeah, that's carrying a big stick into a meeting room. It's also carrying a big stick in the meeting room when Netflix, Amazon, Peacock all want the Kansas City Chiefs games to be their first game on their streaming service. YouTube, add them in now. But it's all Kansas City Chiefs games. That's the common denominator. Love them or hate them, people want the Kansas City Chiefs.
I will say this, though. One thing I do love about the Thanksgiving games are I get to see those throwback Dallas Cowboys jerseys. I love those blue and white Dallas Cowboys with the star on the side.
Their Thanksgiving special shirts.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving special ones are a solid Thanksgiving staple. And now I get to watch the Chiefs where they're all whites against them and beat them. Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be all whites, though?
I hope it is.
I know it's white jerseys and red helmets. I haven't seen the pants
I would
yet.
Hope it's a white pant, but it might not be because I know the Thanksgiving special for Dallas is a white pant. So,
we need to take a timeout, GT. I do want to know this answer for you when we come back. In the text line, too, 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Who's going to be the first chief to jump in the kettle? The Salvation Army kettle to the end of the end zone. Somebody always does. Who's going to be the chief that does it? We'll discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley, JT Noah with you. Text line's asking about the uniforms. I don't know. We never said white pants.
Yeah, I'm going to look it real quick.
We know about white jerseys and red helmets. We don't know about the pants yet for the Chiefs. Could be red. Could be red. We don't know. We haven't seen that. But I know Dallas wearing their special Thanksgiving Day with that blue star on that. So not sure about the Chiefs and the uniform at that point. Don't forget 2027, the AFC West has that alternate, the color rush that they're doing. Every division's doing one every year for a special jersey you can wear. And the Chiefs' turn is in 2027 for that.
So I looked it up, and I can't find anything about the bottoms. They have confirmed the tops, of course.
Yeah.
And someone goes, Dallas is 67-81 all-time when wearing their blue jerseys. Patrick Mahomes is 9-2 with the Chiefs are wearing white. What's that mean? I don't know.
Yeah, well, Mahomes back home in Dallas. People are making a big deal that he finally beat the Colts. So he's beaten 31 NFL teams, except he can't beat himself because he hadn't beat the Chiefs yet. And people were talking about it. I was like, he's already beat the Colts. He beat him in the postseason. All right, yes, he beat the Colts in the regular season. You could put that up there. I consider if you beat somebody in the postseason or the regular season, you've still beat that franchise. So to me, Patrick Mahomes had already beat the Colts because he beat him in the playoffs. So, yeah. Everybody's like, well, he finally beat the Colts. You know, it's a team that he's finally beaten. He's already beaten them. He beat them in the postseason for that. I will say this, JT. Do you like doing the, it's coming to Missouri here really soon on the first legalized sports game. Of course, you can do it here because we're in the state of Kansas here, so you can do it. Are you going to partake in this coming up December 1st?
Oh, yeah. We were joking around how that game Sunday was the last home game where you can't bet live in Missouri. So the next Chiefs home game, you can start betting at the game and you don't have to worry about, oh, I got to get them in before I head over the border.
Or people aren't going to go on Sunday mornings to the Quick Trip Casino on State Line, or they're not going to be lined up on 435 out by the Legends like they literally are. because there's all this gambling that goes on for Missouri residents getting those game bets in before the game when they get into Kansas. So it's going to change. Have you put one on the Heisman yet, JT? Have you looked at the Heisman and put something on the odds? Because, you know, I love college football. I love the Heisman Award. Have you done this at all?
I've looked at it, but I have not put a bet in on the Heisman.
Here's one thing. I brought this up with Briscoe, who joins us coming up around 8:25 or so, and you're talking about the Chiefs. But look for Jeremiah Love, man, because you can't wait much longer. You got to do it now. His odds keep getting better and better and better. He's number two now, or number three, depends on where you're looking. On DraftKings, he was number two at plus 350, plus 450 on FanDuel, right behind Julian Sand. But here's the thing, JT, and here's the interesting thing. Jay Berwanger was the, and this was on, I think, Fox or CBS. They had this stat, and I never even thought about this, but this is crazy. Jay Berwanger won the first Heisman in 1935. He was a running back. Here's the thing, JT. Every year ending in five has been a running back. So 45, 55, 1965, 1975, so on. 90 years, it's been a running back winning the Heisman on five. Jeremiah Love sits right there, and the odds are going to keep getting better and better for Jeremiah Love as it keeps getting better in odds. You know, you're looking at plus 450 now. It's plus 1,500 later. You know, we could have got this bet. The last running back to win the Heisman, Derrick Henry, in what year? 2015. And you know what? It's 2025. Is this Jeremiah's Love year? You have a large sample size. You've got to go back to 1935. You got 90 years. When it ends in five, running backs win the Heisman. My favorite was 1965 when Mike Garrett won it. Mike Garrett, of course, 65 toss power trap. He ran that ball in for the Kansas City Chiefs, won a ring with the Chiefs. Former AD at USC that hired Pete Carroll when he was there. The first running back to have 1,000 yards with two different teams with free agency when he did it with the Chargers and the Chiefs. 1968, the reason O.J. Simpson went to USC was Mike Garrett winning the Heisman in 1965. So that's my favorite Heisman running back to win on the fives. So what I'm saying, JT, is there's a strong chance to get Jeremiah Love involved in this.
Did you already take him?
Yes.
I figured. I wish Missouri was better because Ahmad Hardy would be a really good candidate. Ugh.
Maybe next year. So that 27 draft is looking crazy because it's going to have Ahmad Hardy in it. It's going to have Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State. It's going to have Ryan Williams, the receiver down at Alabama. It is going to be insane when you look at the 27 draft class. And if Arch goes back to Texas, which he should this year, I mean, he needs to go back. I mean, it's going to be loaded with names. And the 27 draft will be in D.C. It's in Pittsburgh this year, be in D.C. the following year. But so many guys can be draft eligible in 2027 draft. It's going to be crazy.
The other running back that you might not want to sleep on who is on a better team is Kewon Lacy for Ole Miss. He's had a really,
former
really,
Tiger.
Former Tiger. He's had a really good year down there in Oxford, Mississippi. So I know there's a lot of things going on with the coach and stuff, but he's had a really good year. He could be another long, long favorite to win it. I think Jeremiah Love's the better running back, but he's
and Justice Haynes was good enough to do it, but he obviously has a foot injury now.
But Lacy is the better running back.
Can you imagine that backfield though with Hardy? If Hardy chooses to go there, if Lacy stays there, he might not have chosen to go there in the portal when he had an opportunity to go. Can you imagine Hardy, Kewon Lacy, and Jamal Roberts all together?
Oh,
like
man.
He would get the ball.
Yeah, that would be so tough to like. That would be like everyone's got to eat kind of thing that the Chiefs had. But it's already hard enough to feed both of them. Everyone gets upset when Roberts gets more carries than Hardy does, and I'm like, guys, Hardy still had a bunch of carries. You've got to still give some to Roberts here.
So it might be something you want to check out is the running back situation as far as that's concerned. We'll talk a lot about that tomorrow going forward. Thanksgiving's on the horizon. Obviously, people are going to be excited to watch Chiefs. Chiefs games become a get-together for family, friends, and everything else. Usually the Super Bowl, five of the last six Super Bowls. You're not sitting there watching Tom Brady every single time. And someone brought up the fact on the text line earlier about the Kansas City Chiefs and teams that fall off. And there is something special going on with the Chiefs. And I get it. They're 6-5. I mean, they've been down before, but they always find a way to come back. They are the Kings. And eventually, you would think common law says you're going to be tired anyway. You're going to be worn out. Core players are going to be tired. Obviously, you sprinkle in the draft and you have new infusion of talent every year, which they've had. But your core players have played more football than anybody else. For instance, Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, they played a full more season than anybody else. When you're playing into the postseason every year, either going to the AFC title game and losing in overtime like they've done twice, or going to the Super Bowl and playing. So naturally, you're going to have that. But yes, you're right. Teams do fall off. You know why they fall off? They fall off when the bullseye is on their back. Like the Indianapolis. That's why the Johnny come latelys are difficult to watch, because they'll come up, they'll show something, and they fall off. Jacksonville's been this team twice, once with Bortles getting the AFC title game, they fell off. And they went through coaches, Doug Peterson, Urban Meyer, but they didn't want a playoff game between there beating the Chargers, and Trevor Lawrence won that. But then they got good again. Everybody started chanting the ball. And then all of a sudden, they only have one game in London instead of two. People start going to their games. Then they fall back off, and they draft Travis Hunter, number two, in the draft. Then it looked like things were going the right direction, and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, which is huge for that team. But then they didn't parlay that the next couple of weeks. Now they've actually been winning some games, so it's good for them. And they lost Hunter for the year. But things change in the NFL when you have the bullseye on your back, and you now become the team that's got footage out there and film on, quote, tells. You know, like the whole Harrison thing with Worthy, he had tells or whatever. Let me say this about tells and how ridiculous they are. Every sport's got them. Baseball's got them all the time. You know, you can tell if someone's going to throw a curveball a lot. And baseball players don't talk about it. They'll know what the tells are, but they ain't telling you. They can tell you after the game. They're going to tell each other in the dugout. They're going to know what they are. So if you think you know a tell by the announcer saying there's a tell, clearly he's, you know, bounces his head and he's throwing a curveball or whatever, players know it. Players know it real well. And you actually think the Chiefs, in the seven-year run of going to the AFC title game every year in five of the last six Super Bowls, you don't think the Chiefs have tells on other teams? So, yeah, that could have been a worthy tell against Buffalo. But don't think for a second the Chiefs don't have tells on everybody else. Don't think for a second they don't have tells on Denver Broncos now. The Chiefs do. They just don't talk about it. And they don't go to the media and talk about it, but they know it. And tells helped them. Tells helped them last year in the playoffs against Buffalo. We brought that up earlier on the quarterback sneak, the direction. Which is it, JT? Was that he always goes to the left, I think, is the way that Gus Allen goes left.
Yeah.
And they knew that. That was a tell that the Chiefs had on the Buffalo Bills. They sold out going for the tush push on that side. Now, the Bills had a tell and they told about it, which was dumb because you don't tell about it when you have a tell like Harrison did, the rookie. You don't say that because you know what the Chiefs can do? Flip things around. So instead of Xavier Worthy, you know, how he was acting when it was going to be a run or going to pass, do the opposite when you go out there and then really screw him up where you're going out for a nine route or going vertical when you think it's going to be a running play. That'll really screw him up. So just do the opposite of what they did. But the one beauty about the Chiefs are they're not going to tell you. Do they have tells against the Chargers? Yes. Do they have tells against the Broncos? Yes. Of course they do. They have tells against all these teams. But the bullseye is on your back when you win and you go and you represent the AFC for so long. Everybody wants to beat you, and they should want to beat you. And then you have that first-place schedule, because it does matter where you play the teams. They get there's a couple extraneous games. And then the 17th game is where you played 2 years ago in the NFC. That's the cross rivalry that you have, and you play the team that finished last year. You go by that order. So two years ago, you play that team, but you'll play in how they finished last year. So if they finish in last and you finish last, you'll play that team. If they finish first and you finish first, you're going to play that team. So the schedule is tougher for first-place teams. Clearly is, and then you get two extra games against division winners from the year before. But, yeah, so these teams that get good, they've got that schedule. Then what happens? Are they still going to be good? Because we've seen the NFL teams that are good, the Johnny Come Latelys get good, then all of a sudden they fall off the face of the earth, and they fall on the back of the milk carton because they're not good anymore. But being good every single year, there's something to that. Like the Rams, they won the Super Bowl. With Aaron Donald, Matt Stafford, they win it. Then they fell off. Then they got themselves back up. They made the postseason, still not ready to take that jump. This year, they probably are. They're ready to take that jump. But the Chiefs have been taking that jump. Not only to get to the postseason, not only go to the AFC title game seven straight years in the Super Bowl five out of six, but they're constantly the team people are looking at to beat. And you're going to get everybody's best shot. You're going to get everybody's best effort. That's why a lot of these games are close. It's why at the end of games, like last year, when the Chiefs were so good in one-score games, teams were melting down at the end because it was getting in their head. It's like the Raiders mysteriously fumbling last year against the Chiefs. They had a chance to beat them, but they fumbled their way because the Chiefs are getting in their head. They're tap dancing on their head like Fred freaking Astaire. That's what they're doing. They're in their head. And that's why they win so many one-score games. Things change, clearly. But can you consistently be good? Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know they've won their division four straight times, the NFC South. They're going to be challenged this year with the Panthers, and who knows what the hell they're going to be doing. They lost last night. But they had a chance to kind of unseat Tampa Bay. in Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl, but have they really been that relevant? Have they really been a title threat since they won it once Tom Brady left? Have they been a threat? No. Have the Rams been a threat? All these teams that win all of a sudden aren't a threat. To go to seven straight AFC title games is ridiculous. In a league that everybody drafts the same 257 people, everybody's got the same pool. Yeah, there's some guys that don't go to the combine and end up being drafted, but it's still around a 300-man pool that they have to draft from every single team. So you're focusing in on that. It's much different than baseball. When you're looking at international players, you're looking at JUCOs, looking at high schools, looking at all these different places, colleges, you name it, for players. The NFL, they focus in on the combine and what you're doing. And sometimes, no, Mike Dana wasn't a combine invitee, but the Chiefs do a fifth-round pick on him. So there are guys that fall through the cracks. They don't go to the combine, but they have to be general manager likes that they really liked them and followed them through. But it is tough. It is tough to be drafting at the end of the draft every year and still be a viable team. That is difficult to do. What they're doing is unprecedented. We've only seen one other team do it on our watch, and it's been the Patriots. And they had a 10-year span where they didn't win a playoff game. I mean, we did go 22 years without winning a playoff game. When the Chiefs finally did, that went from, what, January 94, all the way till January of 2016, 22 years, people were conceived, born, went all the way through school, including college, were sitting in a bar for 1 year, legal to drink. They were born the last time the Chiefs won a playoff game. Enter Patrick Mahomes, enter 17 postseason wins. It didn't happen in Kansas City, man. They would get to the postseason, they just couldn't win a game. And it took that 2015 team to finally win in the postseason down in Houston and then get waxed the following week against the Patriots. But it took that long. 22 freaking years. But all of a sudden, enter Patrick Mahomes and 17 postseason wins. One stat you're never going to see on the broadcast because it's never out there. You won't see NFL Live talking about it, NFL Network. Nobody will talk about it. Only one man stands ahead of Patrick Mahomes in postseason wins. And I keep seeing this, you know, the Mount Rushmore quarterbacks and stuff like this. Peyton Manning's postseason record was 14-13. Peyton Manning didn't win a first playoff game till year six. Mahomes is in the Super Bowl his first year he started. Peyton Manning didn't win a Super Bowl till year nine. Mahomes did it the first year or the second year he started. He started in 18 and he won it in 19. Took Manning 9 years. Dan Marino's postseason record is 8-10. Joe Flacco actually has 10 postseason wins. People probably didn't know that. But only one man stands ahead of Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. It's Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes was 17 postseason wins past Joe Montana last year. Montana had 16. And there's Patrick Mahomes with already 17. And he was only 29 years old at that point and had 17 postseason wins. Like, it's insane. When people nationally look at this, they say, the Chiefs dynasty's done. And Mahomes, he just turned 30 this year. This football season turned 30. Quarterbacks have the best years of their career in their 30s. People have built Hall of Fame careers for what they've done in their 30s. Like a Peyton Manning, like a Tom Brady, like an Aaron Rodgers. They were winning MVPs in their 30s. Drew Brees winning MVPs in their 30s. Steve Young built a whole Hall of Fame career in his 30s. It happens. But 17 postseason wins, you're not going to see that anywhere. You're not going to see anybody talking about that. That's probably one of the stats out there that's crazy that you don't believe in it. But yeah, 22 lean years in Kansas City. Kids were conceived, born, went all the way through school, all the way through college, sitting at a bar legally for over a year, drinking in the span it took the Kansas City Chiefs to win a playoff game. Let's not take it for granted. We can't take it for granted. This hasn't always been here. You went January 4th of 1970 all the way till Patrick Mahomes in 2019 to win an AFC title game. That's a long time, man. They went 50 years without going to the Super Bowl. 50 years, five decades. That's a long time. People forget that. They think it's just everything's always come easy for Kansas City. And the NFL picked a team right in the middle of America and say, this is going to be our team. This is going to be our team. This is the team that we're going to watch on TV. This is the ratings. We're going to pick a team in flyover country right in the middle of America, and we're making that our team. And we're going to start with Alex Smith because they're going to get Mahomes because this Texas Tech quarterback's eventually going to be there. Oh, and the tight end's going to date a pop star and marry her.
And get engaged and marry her, yep.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
It makes no sense.
I don't get it. Some funny stuff. But coming up next, we'll take a look. Okay, Briscoe coming up at 8:25, Chiefs pre and post. We'll talk to him about the Kansas City Chiefs. But a few things to discuss at this point, including Ja'Marr Chase. You see, he finally apologized.
He finally decided to stop lying and admit to it.
Finally did. And all these referees that everybody loves, I'll tell you what they do besides being a referee next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back to Fesco Dusty, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. Mike does have this, by the way. DM Law, Studios DM Law. He does have it. He's good. He's very, very good. Did you hear that commercial? Do you have any pets, by the way, JT?
Oh, I do.
Do you? You have a dog?
I have a French Bulldog puppy.
Nice.
Yeah, love that thing.
Just get it?
I got it back in March.
You ever think about an emu?
No, not a chance.
Those emu commercials are great. Flightless bird. Do they poop everywhere? I'm just curious. Like, how do you feed an emu?
Wait, the flightless bird or the French Bulldog?
An emu. No, an emu.
Oh, emu. Probably. I'd rather have an ostrich than an emu.
Really?
I think an emu is more violent than an ostrich.
Really? There's a website where you can buy this kind of meat. You can buy ostrich meat. You can buy emu meat. You can buy any kind of meat you want.
What about an egg? Ostrich egg?
I don't know. I have to look it up, but maybe.
Because they're huge. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're like, I think they said they're 4 times a normal size.
Have you ever had gator?
Yep, I've had gator.
You had shark?
I don't know about shark. Have you ever had conch?
No.
Yeah, conch's pretty good.
Well, I haven't, but those emu commercials are great. I've liked those. Ja'Marr Chase, by the way, apologized. You see this, JT? It looks to me like an AI type apology sprinkled in with a few words. It's easy to do. You know, like those songs, that song for me, you know, on Fesco the Morning, Likes Beer and the 3-4 defense and all that. Like, AI can make these things really quick. But he apologizes to everybody but Jalen Ramsey. Like, wouldn't that be the guy you apologize to? When you see this stuff, remember this guy, Jalen Ramsey, he said he didn't do it. And then he got suspended for a game, so he hurt his team. But he said he didn't do it at first. Now he's sending out an apology. You know damn well this is AI. Did you even read it? To my fan, nope. To my team, fans, the Bengals organization, the Steelers organization, and the NFL community. So you apologize to everybody, but don't apologize to the person you spit on. I'm sorry. I'm not going to read it because I've gone through. I've heard people. He doesn't control F. Does he put in Ramsey? No, he doesn't. So I don't care about the apology. If you spit on somebody, apologize to the person you spit on. It's that simple. Well, first of all, you don't do it, but if you're going to make apology from AI, at least apologize to that person.
I mean, at that point after the line, I figured he would just come out and say, I'm not sorry for what I did. I hate the Steelers. Yeah, I did it because I've had a tough season. But instead, he did the AI route and decided to make a fake apology to make everyone feel better.
Yeah, fake apologies. So the one thing talked about this year a lot, JT, is the rushing yards a game, right? And Mahomes is on pace to have more rushing yards than he ever has. And I do think it's a concern. I do. And I do think in the draft, it should be more of a precedent for the Chiefs to go get a running back early. Not talking about first round like Clyde. Not talking seventh round like Pacheco and Breshard Smith either. Talking the second round, the third round, areas like that. Get a down, every down back, three down back that you can get.
So like Jeremiah Love.
Oh, God. That'd be perfect. They're going to be right in Kenyon Sadiq's area. Matter of fact, that's the most mock guy to the Chiefs when you look at mocks, that tight end out of Oregon, because everybody thinks Kelsey's going to be gone, which he probably is at this point. But the Chiefs are averaging 118.3 yards per game on the ground. Pretty good. Pretty good. 14th in the NFL, 118 yards a game. And all I've heard a ton. Get the text, heard a ton. Chiefs can't run the ball. It's true, they can, but they couldn't last year either. They averaged 105.6 last year in a team that went to the Super Bowl. 105.6. They're averaging 13 yards a game more running this year. But that's the one thing you hear is all the run, they can't run the ball. Well, 2023, 104.9 per game, won the Super Bowl. 2022, 115.9, won the Super Bowl. Year before, 115. Year before, this is only Mahomes' years. Year before, 112.4. 2019, 98 yards a game. Mahomes' first year, 115.9 yards per game. Common denominator is, JT, they're running the ball better than they ever have been. This is the best year of running yards for the team under Patrick Mahomes. Again, last year, 105.6 yards per game. And again, when you see those numbers, you're thinking you got to draft somebody before the seventh round of Breshard Smith. You got to get somebody earlier because it was bad last year. This year, it's actually top half of the NFL, 118 yards per game. Whether it's Mahomes sprinkling in 30 yards here and there, and the running yards have come down from him the last couple weeks. Kareem Hunt sucking it up, having more carries he's ever had in his career with 30. By hook or by crook, they're getting it done. And the numbers are going up, even with Pacheco being hurt. The numbers are going up for the Kansas City Chiefs in running. But they average 118 yards a game. And passing hasn't taken a hit. They're fifth in the NFL in passing offense, 248, almost 249 yards per game. So they're moving the ball offensively. But I think the running numbers would throw people off a little bit because Chiefs are actually able to run. Now, it's not as great as you'd like to see. You'd like to see her turn around, hand the ball off to somebody and not have 3.5 yards per carry. But do you think second or third round is appropriate for the Chiefs in the draft?
Yes. They don't need to go first round. Obviously, running back in first round, bad move. But going second round or even third round, I'd be happy with. Last year, we thought they would go in that range to get a running back. Instead, they waited till the very last pick they had. And actually, they even moved up in the draft, or quote-unquote moved back in the draft to get Breshard Smith. So,
I made a mistake on the passing yards. They're 257.7. That's number two in the NFL. So Chiefs are actually second in the NFL now in throwing the football. And they've been running the ball. Again, their top half in the NFL and running the football at 114th, number two in the NFL in points per drive, getting it. I mentioned the officiating and everybody, you know, on the officiating, and they're only watching Kansas City Chiefs games, not their own. The Lions whined about it for a week, and they were without four defensive backs in that game, and they brought that up. Oh, they were too hurt on defense. But those hurt guys on defense didn't score just 17 points on the Chiefs, so they forget about that. They actually had more guys out of that secondary the following week against the Bucs in primetime. They had five guys out that game because Deion Branch was out that game. Kirby Joseph, their safety, was out. DJ Reed, starting corner, was out. Terry Arnold, starting corner, was out. Their starting nickel was out. They had five guys out. But everybody the next day said, oh, their defense looked great against the Bucs. They shut Mayfield down because Mayfield was trending towards MVP at the time. Oh, they shut him down. They looked good. The Lions looked good on defense. Same defense the week before, although they had one more guy out in that Buccaneers game than they did against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they brought it up. But here's the referees. Everybody loves the referees, which is funny because Did they watch the Vikings and Rams game? Was it last year when Darnold had his face mask ripped up by the Rams? They didn't call it. One of the most egregious non-calls in the NFL. Didn't call it. So many calls aren't called. And I don't care what game you're watching, fans will always complain about the officiating. That's what losers do. Losers just need to take their L, go sit down, get in the fetal position, cry about it, take your freaking L because you lost the damn game. And not whine about it like now the Colts fans are doing because I'm seeing whiners. Some aren't, some are. Lions fans are probably still whining about that. And then the Buccaneers whined the next week when they played the Lions. But this is from 2023. The 17 referees, JT, this is what they do. Brad Allen was then on his 12th year, the 10th year there, nonprofit CEO. Trey Blake, quality assurance manager. Cleek Blakeman, well, I'm talking about white hats, head refs, is an attorney. Carl Cheffers, sales manager. Lane Clark, chief building official. Alan Eck, tax manager. Adrian Hill, aerospace software engineer. Sean Hockley, financial advisor. John Hussey, sales rep. Alex Kemp, insurance agent. Clay Martin, high school administrator and basketball coach. Scott Novak, sales manager. Brad Rogers, college professor. Sean Smith, works in finance. Ron Torbert, attorney. Bill Vinovich, CPA. Craig Wolstedt, athletic director. This is what these guys do in the offseason. Now, the NFL's made a push, and they've got a lot of guys on payroll that are full-time now, but there's a lot of guys that aren't. They still have other careers. And my whole thing with this is the NFL and officiating. You want it to be better? Replay assist is good. As I mentioned in the Chiefs game, replay assist actually helped the Colts because Shane Steichen was going to challenge that catch by Noah Gray, but he didn't, and he saved the timeout because NFL replay assist jumped in and said, no, he caught the football. He was going to challenge it, and he was going to lose that challenge, and he was going to lose the timeout. That's something the Colts should be happy about because they saved the timeout because of replay assist. Replay assist did not help on the face mask call to Juwan Taylor. Andy Reid couldn't challenge it. They could. But the NFL officiating, it's right in front of them. They could get better. Make everybody full-time. And you know what? They don't want to do it. They want to go back and be a sales manager or an aerospace engineer. Go for it. Go do it. Go do that as your career. You make six figures. You travel in first class. You stay in first class hotels. The NFL is starved. Guys want to be at the NFL level. College referees want to be at the NFL level. Make them all full-time. So in the offseason, you're doing trainings. You're talking to the teams more. Even though they talk to teams now, you talk to teams more. You get it down. What's a catch? What isn't? And if they challenge it and change this tush-push, where now you're looking at plays down the field and players pushing other players, which will be a problem in the NFL, how the language and how the Packers put in language on the day of the proposal that you can't push players down the field, which all teams do, including the Kansas City Chiefs, but do it full-time. Take that six figures, be a full-time officials. Don't be a sales manager in the offseason. Don't go back to high school and be a professor. Go and just be an official. But everybody's whining. Everybody loves the officials now, right? Especially when they're playing the Chiefs, it's Kansas City Chiefs' fault. Kansas City Chiefs' fault. We all hate the officials. Remember when they went on strike? Nobody liked them. Everybody wanted them to, they didn't like the replacements, excuse me. They wanted the real officials to come back. Only when they came back, then they complained about them the next day. But the official thing is really, really getting to the point of stupidity because it happens to every team. And people don't realize the Chiefs are sending ninth in the NFL in penalty yards. Ninth.
Yeah,
and their top half in penalties.
I thought you would find this hilarious. So Thursday night, you saw the white cap got injured. Adrian Hill was the white cap.
In the past, the white cap, yeah.
Yeah. Tom Pelissero, the day after the game, put out how Adrian Hill had his major injury was avoided. His Achilles is intact. And then goes on to say he's an accomplished aerospace engineer and an NFL official since 2010. They even put in there what he does outside of being a referee, Tom did. That's insane. But again,
there are a lot of tax man, man. What happens is when the NFL season's done, they go and do your taxes. That's what they do. And they ought to be doing meetings. They ought to be going and learning new rules in the NFL. Just like Section 9 this year, which is replay assist, to replay things like that couldn't be replayed before, and then including the face mask, and they could do it this year. They get paid handsomely. Be a full-time official. Some are. Some are. Not everybody's that way yet because they all like to do their other jobs, attorneys or whatever they are in the offseason. A pilot. One's even a pilot. All right? There's enough guys that want to be referees. Make them all full-time. Because this constantly complaining about officials, every time the Chiefs beat you, it's the officials did something wrong. But you're cherry-picking. You're only looking at penalties and when you're away. You're not looking at the other way. Landing on the quarterback the wrong way, which is a stupid rule, and I give you that, but it's happened to the Chiefs too. Maybe it didn't happen to the Chiefs in this game, but it's happened to the Chiefs before. Oh, you can't touch Mahomes and all this. There's plenty of times Mahomes is hit late and they don't call anything. He's trucking people too, and people don't realize it. He will run you over if you give him the opportunity to do it. But anyway, if you want to play Mythbusters, the myth is the Chiefs can't run the football. The fact is they're actually running the ball for 13 more yards per game than anybody else. The myth is they can't stop anybody on fourth down. Because it was 57%. The fact is it's 23.5% right now stopping teams on fourth down, which does help the Kansas City Chiefs offense. So there's plenty of myths. This is the Chiefs get helped by the officials. Myth. Busted. Wrong. Totally wrong. We'll talk to Josh Briscoe coming up here about 8:17 or so. Come up next, though, the confidence level in the Chiefs going forward. Are you confident after the Colts game? Are you looking forward now to what they do the rest of the season? Where's your confidence? 913-586-7965 is the phone number. It's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. But it's fun playing Mythbusters because there's plenty of myths out there about the Kansas City Chiefs. Good to give you guys some facts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.